Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. You're in the right place. It's all about the truth. Bye from the good guys. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. Remember, we want you to be happy, full of joy, healthy, full of vitality, successful, and free, just as God intended you to be. In our broadcast, that's what it's about. At the bottom of the hour, Dr. Matthew Pfeiffer and his REM sleep, R-E-M sleep formula, talks about sleep, the different stages, more about sleep than you probably know, what you should know about sleep and not being told. Very interesting. And at the top of the next hour, Robert Scooch. He is a PhD. He's written several books, but the book we're going to talk about specifically is Forgotten Civilizations. Did you know the Sphinx is a lot older than what we've been told? Did you know about the Carrington event? Does that mean anything to you? The solar minimums, the solar maximums, solar flares, all these things, civilizations, evidences. Fascinating. Very much looking forward to having him on. He's new to the Power Hour, so stay tuned for that. I'm sure that you will enjoy him and his interview. Coming to us now, Uncle Kevin is here. Welcome, Uncle Kevin.
Howdy ho.
Howdy ho. We are going to cover news before Matthew gets on. Huge story. Biggest story of the day, I think. Let's put aside the, maybe the recession talk, maybe the Fed talk. We'll talk about that. But this story really struck me. And this is from CNN of no less.
Okay.
Which would be surprising. It's one thing if this was Natural News or Mercola telling this story. This is CNN reporting this. New study raises questions about how fluoride affects children's development. New study in the Journal of American Medical Association is saying that fluoride is inhibiting and lowering the IQ of children, of babies, is coming out definitively.
That's good.
I think it's good that
they're coming out. Yeah.
It's good. It's very good. It's almost like alien disclosure or something. Little bits at a time.
Why didn't they come out when, Harvard did that study? 2012, I think it was.
That was a while ago. Well, right. That's why they're doing it now.
Yeah.
So that says a lot about this show, shows like this. Mm-hmm. The CNN now feels like they need to cover this. This is a major story.
Yeah, it is. Excellent.
It's a major point. And, you know, for me personally, it hits a little closer home because I have a couple dentists in the family, my in-laws.
Well, yeah.
And so we've had this.
Send it to them.
Or my wife has had this discussion, you know,
over and over.
She was a dental hygienist, you know, so she went to school. They were taught all this, and they just think she is a loon from Planet Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
For thinking that about the fluoride.
Plus it calcifies your penile. How do you say that?
Pineal gland.
Pineal gland, that's it.
Without question, that's your connection to the internet.
To God.
It got me thinking about, you know, 10, 15 years ago, if you would have said, well, fluoride lowers your IQ, hardens your penile gland, it's not good for you. Yeah. Why are they putting this in water? If you said that, you would have got crazy looks, sideways looks.
Well, they did put it on the back of the thing. If you swallow...
On the toothpaste.
If you swallow more than a pea-size piece of toothpaste, call the poison patrol.
You know what I think my brother-in-law said to that? Well, they have to do that because it's just for...
Oh, you mean the dentist?
The dentist, okay. Yeah. My brother-in-law, the dentist. Well, they just have to do that. Well, why do they have to do that?
Because they don't have to.
Because it's poisonous. Well, they have to because it's poisonous.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let me go over this list.
All right.
Here's a list. I want you to think about how important this broadcast and broadcasts like, how original, how important you are to this movement. You keep this show on the air by the products you buy, your donations. I want you to think about that. And I'm going to list these things. And 10, 15 years ago, certainly, maybe even 5 years ago, you would get sideways looks if you said these. But today, in part of the Power Hour, Joyce Riley, the Power Hour, shows like this, us, what we're doing here, they don't look at you sideways anymore. So here's a list. We're going to start. One, we're going to go with fluoride. Fluoride is hurtful to you.
It is.
America doesn't look at you unless you're a dentist and embedded in it and brainwashed in it. You know, people don't look at you crazy anymore. Now CNN is reporting. CNN is reporting. Corporate media is reporting that it hurts the development of babies and lowers their IQ. Number two, this one's still in debate, but I'm going to say this anyway. I think it's not crazy that people question anymore. Vaccines. It's not quite, it's not crazy people question. Enough people have been hurt. You don't get looked at sideways. Maybe your doctor will, right. But people are
starting. People in power will look at you sideways.
But normal people start to, okay. They may not agree with you, but they're not going to look at you like you're a lunatic. 9/11 was an inside job.
Boy, was it.
Exactly. That's what you told. We didn't even talk for six months.
No, we did not.
Okay. Now we have government bodies that are even doing resolutions. In New Jersey, the first one did a resolution to investigate 9/11.
I hope they do. People go to jail.
If you said 10, 15 years ago, the government wants your guns, by the way. What are you, some kind of nut? Now, with Fast and Furious, with Obama come out, now we're seeing all these things.
People, they want them.
People are very suspicious about all these shootings, these quote-unquote mass shootings. People are suspicious of them, and they've been suspicious of them for a while, and it's just getting more, and it's obvious that the government wants our guns. It's obvious. People are not going to look at you sideways when you say that, unless you're...
For the most part, I don't think they're going to give them up.
Well, even all it needs to be is 2%, not even. 2% don't give them up, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. Even people who are very liberal-leaning, control-leaning, socialist-leaning, who want gun control, at least they will admit now, yes, we want your guns. Even they admit that, yes, we want your guns.
Yeah, we want them.
Weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. There was no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. People would look at, what are you, crazy? What are you, un-American? What are you, against troops? Do you not like troops? No, I love troops. I love military men and women.
Yeah.
I don't like lies.
I don't like lies either.
Right. Now people think, oh, yeah, there wasn't any. Well, why are we in Afghanistan? The deep state, if you said 10 years ago, you know there's a deep state that's underlying, controlling government. What are you, lunatic, crazy? Now, even corporate media is admitting this.
Yeah.
Now. Push towards global governance, one world government, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you say that to people, they can say,
they got that Lucid Trust talking about it all the time.
What I'm saying about this, the average person, the average man on the street, so to speak, when you say these things, they don't look at you
cross-eyed.
Know, the cross-eyed and run the other way anymore. Yeah. That's what this list is. And how powerful what we have done here, and many, of course, us have done.
I should call up Paul and see. I don't think he's moved an inch.
Paul's a moron.
He is.
I don't want to disparage people on national radio, but Paul is a moron.
I concur.
Let me keep going with some other things. You're talking about your ex-son-in-law.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Sue said if it was important, your teacher would have told you.
Yeah. That one.
Okay, let's go down this list. This is important. Keep going. Chemtrails. There's chemtrails and weather manipulation going on. Okay, that's
serious. Very serious, right. Chemtrails.
Well, we know that, but I'm saying the man on the street
they know it.
They realize this. GMOs. There's GMOs everywhere, and they may be harmful. There you go. That's in the kind of the mainstream consciousness. Mm-hmm. They're hybridizing humans. They're changing our DNA in the news now. Now you can't even deny it. It's right out there in the open. Population reduction. I would say maybe they don't believe that the government wants to do population, but we're seeing that the fertility rates are low. That's obvious. If you say the population's going down and fertility rates are going up. Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
Yep. Obvious. Statin drugs are bad for you. You said that 10 years ago. Now it's like, okay, I'm listening now. I'm listening now. Roundup causes cancer. Roundup is bad for you. Don't shove your 800 studies down my throat, Monsanto.
That's right.
I'm not listening. Roundup is bad. Glyphosate is terrible for you. Now look, worry out. Now they got commercials on late night game shows with the lawyers trying to get you to call in.
Call in.
Feminizing of males, mixing up of hormones, transgender, all this, whatever category you want to put that in.
The frogs turning
asexual, yeah. Or turning
whatever they.
Both sexes, they're going back and forth between sexes. It's going on. You said 10 years ago, what are you, some kind of lunatic?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, they can see it now. Schools teach abominable things.
Okay.
Teach the most, you can't even say it in public what schools teach. What are you, crazy? No, I'm not crazy. Now, my cousin, last night, sent me a text about on Fox News. They were talking about what's going on in school with the kindergartners, and then they were talking about college, how college was getting convinced this boy that he needed to change his sexes, his sex.
Yeah, they're crazy.
My cousin was very concerned about this. See, she sees it now. It's right there. Because I've been talking about this to her, and she's kind of like, well, you know, she's not. But now she sees, it's like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
it's right there. Media are liars. Especially corporate media are liars, meaning they have an agenda that's not necessarily your agenda.
Correct.
Meaning the truth. Okay? That's, everybody knows that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fake news.
That's right.
Everybody knows that.
It's like, who didn't know that?
Everybody knows that that's legitimate. Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody. Even the left. Yeah, yeah, of course media lose. Fox News lies all the time.
Yeah, they do. Boy, even more since Disney took them over.
Isn't that special, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, if you get a company that has sexual innuendos and subliminal messages in their movies, what do you think they're going to do?
And has 500,000 on top of...
500 million.
It's 500 million.
It's a small world.
It's a small world. They've had that there since I was a kid.
Natural health in general, that natural health is a viable alternative. Why would I go to the doctor? That idea is no longer looked at crazy. Because it's like, well, I mean, the doctors aren't helping. The doctor didn't help my mom. The doctor killed my mom.
That's
I know
right.
it.
That's right.
Big pharma is hurtful and just out for money. Okay. 10, 15 years ago, you say that, you're some kind of kook. Now you're just like, well, maybe, you know, people are like, well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dangers of EMF radiation. This is happening even quicker.
Yeah. This is quicker. Yeah.
5G. Mm-hmm. 5G, it's hurting people. Now we're seeing the stories, and people are getting sick, and it's, you know, Facebook and YouTube are taking down people's posts because they realize how dangerous this is to get this
message. And they're moving the towers. And the one on that was on that church.
School.
School or
church and school. Moving them.
Yeah, they moved it. Excellent.
Our vets have been poisoned, whether it's DU in the early 90s, whether it's Agent Orange in the...
You couldn't even sit in the same car with DU. And then they were shooting it around like it was nothing.
Like it's target practice.
Yeah.
Right. So at one point...
It was so radioactive.
If you said that to people, what do you think? The government's hurting our vets? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Well, you're crazy. Now it's like, oh my gosh, they are.
They
people,
are.
People I just listed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18... 19. I just list 19 things, major things, 10, 15, certainly 20 years ago. If you would have said to basically somebody in public, they would look at you like you're crazy, get away, and start moving away from you.
That's right.
I don't want to be friends with you anymore.
If you were in the old West, they would have run you out of town on a rail.
On a rail. Some of these.
Oh, tarred and feathered you first.
Then
run you out. What a deal that was, huh?
Well, it's going to be pretty soon the people who have been lying to us are going to be tarred and feathered. I got one more on this list. But I want you to think about, ladies and gentlemen, we're taking a lot of time here on this, and there's
it's important.
I just listed 19 major significant things
that
in the last 10 years, the tide has turned.
That's right.
Do you wonder why Google is scared? Do you wonder why these corporations and these governments are scared of the people because there's an awakening and enlightening coming into people's consciousness? They don't believe the institutions. They don't trust the institutions.
Right.
They're not falling for this anymore. And the last one I'm going to mention, if you have any others on this list, I'm sure we just made this morning, Catherine and I. If you have any others, please email us, call us, whatever. Last one.
Okay.
10 years ago. Well, they're surveilling everything. They're listening to you by your TV. They were listening to you on everything they listen to you. There's AI doing this, and there's a social credit score coming. They're taking notes of everybody. Right?
Right.
If I said that 10 years ago, what are you, some
right.
kind
your
of loot?
Your TV's watching you.
Your TV's watching
your,
you.
Your,
your phone's watching
your washer's
you.
Listening to you. Your cuckoo clock is listening to you.
If you say 10 years ago.
Yeah.
What are you, stupid?
Yeah, exactly. You're a moron.
What are you, some kind of moron?
Yeah.
What are you, some kind of conspiracy theorist?
Mm-hmm. Now it's right out in the open.
Now it's out in the open.
Right, when was it? Petraeus, right? He said this is the...
Petraeus really broke the ice on this.
Broke the ice on this.
Well, now we see with Google, I mean, it's obvious. Yeah. That's 20 things, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. These are all major significant things in the last 10 years. Do you think they're not in trouble? Yeah. Do you wonder why they're scrambling? Do you wonder why we sit up here with these guests and think anything's on the table? Mm-hmm. It's a different season. It's a different time. You have awakened. You have accelerated this. No longer can there be a soft takeover of you and your in your consciousness and your life because you're waking up. But having said that, you got to wake up even faster, and you got to wake up your friends even faster to mm-hmm. these things. You are being manipulated, meaning us collectively. We are being manipulated. We are being their attempt to control us, and your neighbor, your loved ones need to know this. If you want to send them the first 15 minutes of this broadcast, copy and paste the link, send mm-hmm. it to them. Say, here, what do you think of this? Do you believe this crazy man, what he's saying, all these things? What do you think of these 19, 20 things?
Yeah.
Do you believe these, or do these seem plausible to you? And then think back 15 years ago. You would have never dreamed any of those, would you? You know, that's how you can put it to your loved ones. And for new listeners coming on, in your mind, you're probably going through the same thing in your head. When did I realize some of these things? This is a monumental, historical, of level, biblical proportion time right now. Right now.
Mm-hmm. There's major cracks in the dam, and they're not going to be able to fix them.
No. Continuing with news, we're going to flash through these. Trump calls for a big Fed rate cut again, criticizes central bank chairman. All over the world, the rates are going to zero.
They have to.
You can guarantee, you can bet your bottom dollar, it'll either be a major monumental crash, or they're going to lower rates, or there'll be lower rates than a major
crash. If that guy doesn't lower the rate, he's fired. Done.
Remember I said Costco is not selling Roundup anymore?
Yeah.
Lowe's does. Walmart does. Mm-hmm. Home Depot does. Home Depot and Lowe's sued over Roundup. Pesticide and pharmaceutical giant Bayer is facing approximately 18,000 lawsuits lining up. The retail giants Home Depot and Lowe's are also being hit by glyphosate's health risks, as two proposed class action lawsuits have been filed over the company's lack of warning to their customers. This is major, major, huge news.
Mm-hmm.
And if 5 years ago you would have said this, nobody ever believed you. They would have looked at you crazy.
That's right.
You see how the tide is turning, ladies and gentlemen. Do you see how powerful you are?
Yeah.
Do you see what we've accomplished here, what you've accomplished?
Yep.
Why everything that you give and you support and every prayer that you have, do you see it? I hope you do.
I do.
Jeffrey Epstein signed his will days before he was found hung in prison.
I don't know if that's legal.
Of course it's legal. Why wouldn't it be legal?
I don't know. They were talking about it.
If they have witnesses and it was notarized, it's legal. So if I do my will today and it's notarized, all that, and I die tomorrow, it's legal.
I'm just telling
what's
you.
What's the reason? They say he wasn't in his right mind because he committed suicide? Is that
no,
their...
No. They say it'll be challenged, and the challengers will win easily on this.
Well, who's going to challenge it?
The people who are damaged.
So, that's a different argument. It's not whether he signed the will or not.
No.
It's whether it's allowed to go into the trust
right.
or not. It's two different things. You see what I'm saying? If I sign the will.
Yeah.
Russia accuses U.S. of stoking tensions with missile tests. Yeah, probably. Poll, Biden regains double-digit lead over the Democratic field. Also, a new poll says Trump is leading all Democratic candidates. These polls, one of them says Trump is down by 10, one of them says he's up. There's no way.
Just add 20 points to it, and you got it. You're in a range.
You're in the range.
Just add 20 points.
There's no way Joe Biden is beating Trump straight up.
He can barely talk.
As long as the election is even halfway legitimate, there's no way.
There's no way.
U.S., quote, ready for mission in Venezuela, top commander.
Well,
there's more
the
Venezuela
message?
Talk of.
Maybe they should give that to me. I take care of that.
What mission? What would your mission be? What
go
would you
down
do?
There and take over the oil fields.
Quite calm before storm, quietest hurricane season since 1982.
Yeah, that's the global.
We just they talk about cognitive dissonance. Didn't we read like a week ago that this was going to be one of the biggest seasons on record?
Hang on to your thing. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Betty Davis, right?
Yeah, Apple TV. You know Netflix?
Yeah.
You know the service
mm-hmm.
Netflix? Well, yeah. Apple TV is now spending more than $6 billion on a new show to launch their own streaming service. Cable is dead, ladies and
gentlemen.
Cable's dead. Everybody's going to this streaming type service.
Yeah. Satellite's dead, too.
Studies show Ritalin and other ADHD drugs change the structure of children's brains. From Natural News, who didn't know that?
Who didn't know that? I mean, giving speed to 8-year-olds is insane.
Now, here's a good point. Now, this story is from Natural News, mm-hmm. and the quote-unquote corporate media, the average American may not believe this, because who's Natural News, right? Who's Mike Adams? Okay. Well, they didn't believe it when he said the fluoride was bad for children, too, right?
And he said that 15 years ago,
right.
I think.
Now CNN is saying it.
Right.
So remember that, ladies and
That's
gentlemen.
That's right.
See how these things change?
Mike Adams, he's got his own lab. He does all his tests.
Representative Peter King is the first Republican to sign on to assault weapons ban. Traitor.
He was always a traitor, that guy. I never liked
him. From New York. Salt weapons ban.
New York.
He says, I just don't see how they need it in society. It's not about need, you moron.
Yeah, screw him.
Disney whistleblower told SEC the company inflated revenue for years.
Oh, the zombie companies we were talking about yesterday.
They say up to $6 billion. They're falsifying the revenues.
Yeah.
Not the profit, the revenues.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's not easy to do.
Yeah.
That's not easy to falsify $6 billion mm-hmm. in revenue. With this also, did you hear that Mulan production, the lead character was supporting the Hong Kong police? Did you hear about that?
No.
Yes, she came out and said that I support the Hong Kong police against those protesters. So people all over the world have said, okay, we're going to protest Disney because you're not standing with freedom. You're not standing
awesome.
With the people in Hong Kong.
Awesome. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Wide implications as Germany teeters toward recession. Tag this right with one of the first stories we talked about today. The recession, the mm-hmm. Fed hike, yield inversions, going negative interest rates, mm-hmm. bonds crashing. Fed, interest rates, that discussion. These are extremely important things. We've discussed them a pretty good amount on the different yeah. shows. This is not just talk. This is extremely susceptible and important moment economically. I promise you.
And be prepared. Let's be prepared for it.
A technical recession is defined as two consecutive quarters of negative growth. And so that's staring Germany. Mm-hmm. If it's staring Germany in the face, who else is it staring in the face? Pretty much the whole world. Everybody's connected. Cannabis restaurants coming to California with bud tenders and flower service. Would you like a flower service? And you can order some sort of marijuana at the table. That's just fantastic. I am not for the legalization of marijuana.
Yeah, decriminalization.
I'm for the decriminalization of mm-hmm. marijuana. I don't want people arrested for growing a plant in their basement. But not for legalization. A new app from VA streamlines veterans' resources to enhance their care. Hopefully that's going to be a good thing.
They got to get rid of the VA. Send it to the doctors.
The weird repeating signals from deep space just tripled.
Wow.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I saw that on YouTube.
One other story we'll talk about Matthew comes on. Stay okay. tuned. You're listening to...
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. OxyC is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
My wife done a little bit. I saw her. And I was thinking about those 19 or 20 things. I think we really should take stock of that and think back in the last 10 years, maybe even 5 years, how much things have changed in the public consciousness and even talking to my in-laws and just mentioning little things. They don't look at me quite the same way. You know, before it was like, oh my God, oh brother, who in the world did my sister marry? You know, that kind of look. I don't get that look anymore. Not that they agree with me, but that they don't look at you like you're crazy anymore. Do you see how public consciousness and how these things change? Anyway, at the Power Mall, a lot of specials that we have, of course, the detox cocktail, the phosphatidylcholine, alpha lipoic acid R, the vitamin E, the full spectrum vitamin E, not big box vitamin E. We got the great selenium that's been proven to lower risk of cancer death by almost 50%. Strauss Heart Drops, 10% off auto ship. You can sign up for that. You can lock in your price, get free shipping, and you can also do it with REM Sleep. That's a fantastic product. So many of you have noticed the benefits. And you may think, oh, well, I sleep just fine. Well, do you wake up groggy in the morning? Do you wake up not quite right or feel like you got not enough sleep? Then you didn't sleep right. It's the one thing to just be unconscious is not necessarily sleeping. And not necessarily going through, we'll talk about that with Matthew, of course, here in a second. Iron Earth also on sale, all these at the Power Mall. We appreciate your purchases, your donations, your prayers, all that at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. There was one story that I missed. We'll save this for tomorrow about coaches, cause we'll get to our guest. He's become a big friend of the Power Mall. We're very excited to work with him. We're expanding what we're doing with him. And, it's just a fantastic product. Matthew Pfeiffer, Dr. Matthew Pfeiffer is a clinical psychologist. And I don't know how this man did this, but he came up in a world of a million different sleep aids. He came up with the best natural one that I've seen. I don't know how he did it, but he did.
And so it's a pleasure to have him on. Dr. Matthew Pfeiffer, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hey, thank you, Daniel. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very good. I got a question. Well, for Pete, we always have new listeners. Why don't you just quickly introduce yourself, how you got into this, and why and how you came up with REM sleep?
Okay. So my name is Matthew Pfeiffer, and I am a clinical psychologist. I got my doctorate and master's in clinical psychology about 4 years ago. And over the last 10 years, I worked on developing an all-natural sleep aid. It's a combination tablet of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and herbs. The reason I did this is that I always had sleep problems as a teenager and a young adult. And I'd go to places like Walgreens and Vitamin Shop and CVS and look for different sleep aids, and there was always 5 or 10 different ones to choose from, and they all had virtually the same ingredients. It would maybe just be melatonin or 5-HTP or maybe an herb, but they either just had one ingredient or maybe two or three, and they didn't work very well, or I woke up feeling groggy, or it wasn't a good fit. And so I researched for years what causes sleep problems, and it comes down to either an emotional problem or physical issue, like a deficiency of a vitamin or mineral. And if your body has a particular deficiency and these sleep aids don't address that, then you're not going to get the good sleep that you're looking for. So if you buy a sleep aid with 5-HTP, but your serotonin is fine, it's not going to do anything for you. So I developed a sleep aid that would correct a variety of reasons of why people have poor sleep problems. So vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and herbs. So if a person has an emotional problem or they have a vitamin or mineral deficiency, I designed this sleep aid to correct that. So when you take the sleep aid, it allows your body to go back to its normal homeostasis, and then it can go into its natural REM sleep, so you can wake up feeling rested in the morning. And that's the product in a nutshell.
Every time I have you on, every time we talk about this, I don't know if I've asked you this directly like this, but I will now. Why haven't the other developers, and there's a lot out there, why haven't they quite figured out what you figured out?
Well, you know, they may or may not have figured out, but why I believe that they haven't developed something like this or similar is that on my end, I'm just a single guy with a small LLC, and profit isn't my primary concern. Yes, I'd like to make, you know, money off of my business because it's a business, but I don't have a high profit margin for this product, and it's actually an expensive product to develop. It has the most ingredients of any sleep aid, and it has the highest concentration of any sleep aid, but my profit margin for my product compared to what these big box retailers get is much smaller. And so I think that they don't invest in something like this is because even though it's a great product and it would work really well, they're not going to get as much bang for their buck per each item of sale. And for me, that's not a primary concern. Yes, I want to make money, but I'm more interested in actually helping people get a great night's rest. And I know that a product with only one or two ingredients is not going to do the trick. So that's why I don't think that it's out there. So I've looked everywhere in like 15 different vitamin shops and Walgreens and Walmart, and there's just nothing out there quite like it. And I think it comes down to cost per item. And so it's expensive to develop. And so there's very little markup when you purchase this product. You get it for almost the wholesale price, but you're getting an amazing array of ingredients that are all natural, that are organic, that will really target your problem with sleep. And it can really correct your sleep issue within 1 to 3 nights of use of this product.
Do you see why, ladies and gentlemen, we say bye from the good guys, why we have certain people on? This is why we have Matthew on. What a great guy. Just getting to know him. Believe me, that was genuine what you just heard from him. Let's go into sleep. It seems like Americans specifically, really all throughout the world, I guess, developed world, ironically, the poor countries, they probably have less stress and sleep better. But America certainly is one of the most poor sleeping countries in the world. Is that safe to say? And if so, why? Why are we sleeping so bad?
Yeah, it's definitely safe to say. And I think, there's a number of reasons why. One of the biggest reasons is Americans today are working longer hours than they have in the past. And we're also making less than we did before. So to have the same standard of living we did 40 or 50 years ago, we're having to work longer hours to make the extra money so we can have what we used to have. And then not to mention there's a very high debt-to-income ratio, which causes a lot of stress in this country. So Americans seem to be always chasing after, the big dollar and wanting to make more and to have more, and that puts a lot of strain on our bodies because we're only designed to be able to do so much in a certain amount of time. And if you don't have the right diet, if you don't have the right lifestyle, if you aren't getting the right nutrition or the right amount of sleep, our bodies can be thrown out of our natural homeostasis pretty quickly, and we can develop psychological disorders like insomnia, depression, and anxiety, and then that can also result in poor sleep. And so, again, that's what this sleep aid is developed to augment, is because when you have a high-stress job or a high-stress situation and you're not getting the right nutrition, you're going to have deficiencies of vitamins and minerals in your body. It's just naturally going to happen, and it will be exacerbated if you drink alcohol and smoke tobacco or take other drugs recreationally. So when you take the sleep aid, which is essentially a multivitamin with herbs and amino acids designed specifically to help you sleep, you simply correct the deficiencies, you correct the imbalances, it gives your body, again, what it needs to achieve normal functioning homeostasis, and then when you lay down at night, you can fall asleep like a normal person, get your 7 to 9 hours of sleep, stay asleep throughout the night, and then wake up in the morning, and you'll feel really well rested, you'll feel really great, and then you're better able to cope, to manage, and to tackle the daily challenges that are coming your way.
You just mentioned insomnia as a psychological disorder. What is that? What do you mean when you say psychological disorder? How is it classified that way?
Well, when I mean psychological disorder, I use the term psychological loosely. So in psychiatry and clinical psychology, we have a big manual called the DSM. It's called the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. And in there, there's a variety of disorders from like schizophrenia, depression, anxiety, sexual disorders, sleep disorders. So anything that's going on in your brain that's either emotional, psychological, sociological, biological, anything that's brain or psychiatry related can be seen as a psychological disorder because it impairs the normal functioning of a human being of what they otherwise would be. So, it's different than depression because depression is something that affects you while you're awake, and insomnia is something that affects you when you're trying to go to sleep at night. But they're interrelated in the sense that it has to do with low serotonin, poor melatonin manufacture in the brain, and likely mineral deficiencies such as magnesium, which is necessary in the chemical interactions to create these chemicals so you can fall asleep at night and feel good in the morning. So I use it loosely because it's interrelated.
Okay. Now, when I think of psychiatrists, I, of course, think of big pharma. I think of prescriptions. Yeah. I think of drugs. I'm sure that's a big part of what you do. But you've went a totally different route here. Do your peers look at this? The people you work with, do they know that you came up with this? And how does the psychiatric community, how do they look at a product like REM Sleep?
That's a great question. So psychiatry and psychiatrists, what they essentially are today, they are not therapists, they're not psychologists, they do medication management, they're psychopharmacologists. So the only purpose of a psychiatrist is to dole out medications. Do some people legitimately need those medications? Absolutely. And psychiatrists play an important role in the medical field. But there's also a lot of damage that can go on if the medications are abused or not prescribed correctly. How do they feel about a natural approach? Very few of them support the idea of what I do or what people like I do, but they are coming around to a few of the ingredients in my product, and they are recognizing as of late that it really does help with mental health. So they recognize that fish oil is important because of the EPA and DHA acids. They are recognizing that magnesium and zinc, B12, B6, and B1, all of which are in my product, are also important for managing anxiety and depression and poor sleep. So as far as a sleep aid, they say, oh, there's just not, you know, a lot of enough trials out there. We don't know for sure. We can only go by, you know, what the research shows. Well, most of the research, if not all of it, is funded by Big Pharma because they're the only ones who can afford it. And they're doing it to promote their molecule, their drug, so they can make a lot of money off of like Xanax and Ambien and Lunesta. So psychiatry is biased and they're embedded with Big Pharma because that's how they make money off each other. Big Pharma produces the drug and then the psychiatrist is licensed and regulated to distribute the drug. So you have the drug maker and you have the drug dealer and they are legally entrenched with each other through federal law, and that's how it works. And so with natural supplements like what I make, there's not a lot of money to be made off of it. You can't patent the molecule. You know, you can't put a patent on vitamin C or magnesium. And so they don't make the product like that. So when you make a product like mine, there's a little bit of money to be made, but certainly not the millions and billions of dollars off of the big drugs that come out of Big Pharma that are distributed by the drug dealers or the psychiatrists.
Wow. that was amazing. That was an unbelievable description. I don't think you're going to be invited to speak at the Big Pharma conference next week.
Well, and I just want to say, I'm not opposed to Big Pharma. You know, every drug, if you have the right person at the right time prescribed, it has its benefit. But everyone knows, you know, if you abuse alcohol, if you abuse Xanax, if you abuse anything, it can be a bad thing, and you can easily form on them. They're potentially dangerous even when they're prescribed correctly. You know, if your body's just wired the right way, you can become dependent on it, and before you know it, it's hard to come off of it, and then it can really overrun your life. I had something like that happen to me like 15 years ago. I'm not going to get into it now, but I just know that there's potential risks in psychopharmacology. But with the sleep aid that I developed, it's just naturally occurring ingredients that your body needs every day from your diet. I mean, we all need vitamins, we need minerals, we need amino acids. Those all come from protein. We all know that having like a protein shake, you know, eating a steak, having chicken, it's important to get the protein. And then herbs are important too. So I just take what's naturally occurring in the environment, pick certain ingredients, concentrate them, and then combine them so you can get a healing effect for your body to reestablish homeostasis so you can get a good night's rest. You don't have to have drugs to put yourself to sleep. You don't need to knock yourself out with alcohol or a Xanax. You can give your body what it needs, and your body's going to go to sleep naturally. We were designed to sleep without drugs. This sleep aid that I developed helps you to do that.
Now, let's get into, we have about, I don't know, about 8 or 9 minutes. Until I met you, I didn't fully understand this. I mean, I have a basic understanding now, but I at least realize how important this is for our audience, our new listeners. What goes into a good night's sleep? One, why is it important? What is a good night's sleep? And how do you know if you're not getting a good night's sleep?
Okay, so aside from taking the sleep aid that we've been talking about, that's a good question. So what goes into, like, let's say the environment of a good night's sleep? So not playing on your phone right before you go to bed. Your phone's very bright. It has a blue light in it that can really affect your body transitioning from day mode to night mode, where your body wants to start releasing melatonin so you can sleep. Also, you know, turning off the TV 30 or 40 minutes before you go to bed, making sure the room is dark, making sure the room is quiet, and also trying to get to bed before midnight is important. I've read research that shows every hour of sleep before midnight is worth like 2 hours of sleep after midnight. So if you can go to bed at 10 or 10:30 and fall asleep at 11, it's really like getting 2 or 3 hours of sleep, and then you get the following 6 hours. So even if you get 8 hours, it's like you'll be maybe getting 9 or 9.5 hours. And I have also found personally that if I go to bed and fall asleep before midnight and get up at 7 or 8 in the morning, I feel better than if I go to bed at 1 or 2 and get up at 9 a.m. You'll probably notice a difference if you can switch that. What also goes into a good night's rest is being able to stay asleep throughout the night. It's normal to wake up maybe once in the night or maybe even twice just for a minute if you turn or you want to get comfortable. But if you're waking up multiple times throughout the night or you can't fall asleep or you fall asleep and you can't stay asleep, that's going to also affect how you feel in the morning as well. So you're going to want to be able to try to stay asleep as much as you can to get, you know, the most beneficial sleep that you can. Everyone knows that if you wake up repeatedly, you're going to have a fitful rest. So,
let me interject and go back to what you just said. Why before midnight? Why is sleep so important? Is it something to do with the clock cycle, just the sun and the moon cycle? I mean, why?
You know,
why
midnight? I don't actually know, and I've looked up why, and I can't find why that is. And so when I couldn't find why that is, I didn't really believe it. I thought, well, you know, who cares when you fall asleep? As long as you're asleep and you stay asleep for 8 hours, it makes a difference. And the research shows, and I can get you the article forwarded, and you can talk more about it to your audience if you'd like. It just says that if you get to sleep before midnight, your sleep is better. And so I've tried it out on a number of occasions over the years, and I have found that I do feel better if I get to sleep before midnight. And I really don't know why that is the case, because it seems like an arbitrary number to work with.
Well, these farmers, you know, they're waking up at 4:30 in the morning, you know, but they also go to bed about 9. You know, so
yeah.
They go to bed at 9 or 9:30, and they, you know, they work super hard. They do fine. Okay, we've got about 7 minutes, 6-7 minutes. The actual sleep itself, the stages of sleep, you know, some people, they think, and, you know, until I talked more to you, I thought, well, I was asleep. What's the big deal? I sleep just fine. But then talking to you, I realized, you know, I didn't dream. I didn't go into REM sleep. There's so many things I didn't realize. Explain that process and how important that is.
Okay. Yeah, so there's generally 4 stages of sleep. Most people can get into the first couple of stages very easily. Everybody sleeps to some degree at night. Even if you are a lousy sleeper, you still are getting some sleep on a daily or nightly basis. But what makes the difference between a good night's rest and not a good night's rest is getting in the 4th stage of sleep, which is your REM sleep. It's called rapid eye movement sleep. It's when you dream. And you may or may not remember your dreams the next day, or maybe you remember them a little bit. But if you do remember them, that means that you for sure were in REM sleep. What's important about that is that it's your deepest stage of sleep, and it's when certain hormones are produced in your body, such as human growth hormone. And this is one of the important hormones that allows your body to regenerate from damage from the previous day or from muscle fatigue, or if you've been working out or healing from a surgery. We all need a certain level of human growth hormone, among other hormones, to help regenerate and heal. And you need to fall into that REM sleep to get that hormone, among others, so you can feel regenerated the next day. Also, during the course of a day when you're awake, your body accumulates like stress hormones, like cortisol, among others, and those can accumulate in the body. And when you sleep at night, you get into a deep sleep, your brain goes into a mode where it kind of has like a washing machine effect, and it cleans out the cortisol and other stress hormones, and then you're able to regenerate. And that's why when you wake up in the morning, let's say you got a good night's rest and you feel really good the next morning and you feel rejuvenated, it means your body was able to refresh itself during that deep sleep. And if you're not getting that deep sleep, you're not going to feel that way in the morning. And so when I developed this REM sleep product, I developed it specifically to help your body achieve that stage 4 sleep and to maintain it for the appropriate amount of time. So when you do wake up in the morning, you really do feel good, like you got a good night's rest, and you achieved it naturally just by giving your body what it needs to get there. And that's what the REM sleep product has, is the combination of vitamins and minerals that your body needs while you sleep to achieve and maintain REM sleep.
So you correct me if I'm wrong. Again, we only got a few minutes. Every person is kind of different, or is 8 hours the kind of number? Or is it some for 7, some 9, some 10? I mean, is there a set number for hours?
That's a good question. You know, people like Donald Trump and Bill Clinton have claimed that they only need 3 to 5 hours of sleep a night. And I've actually asked some of my personal doctors about that, and they said that it's possible a few percentage of people may be able to get that amount of sleep and maintain health. But it's highly unusual, but it's possible. And there are some people that generally need 10 to 12 hours of sleep to maintain health. But overall, the average that a person needs is 7.4 or 7.5 hours, something. It's like 7.5 hours. Hmm. So researchers just round up to the 8 hour mark. But really, if you get an average of 7 to 7.5 hours of sleep, that should be enough to maintain optimal health. I think that I personally like 9 hours of sleep. I don't always get that, but I like sleeping. So, but the optimal amount of sleep is about 7.5 hours a night, but it will vary from person to person. But if your body's getting the right nutrition and you have the time, you may sleep a little bit more for a while. You may sleep a little bit less as your body goes back to homeostasis. But if you give your body the time to sleep and the nutrition, it will get the right amount of sleep. Even if you have a sleep debt, which means you've not been getting enough sleep for a certain period of time, you can get extra sleep for a shorter amount of time, like for maybe a couple weeks, and you can correct the sleep debt imbalance, and you can go back to feeling normal again. So don't think that if you've been sleep deprived for like 5 years that you have to get 12 hours of sleep for the next 5 years to correct it. It doesn't work that way. You need to get some extra sleep, but only for a short period of time to correct sleep debt.
I've really grown to realize how important this is, and so many people, they've loved your product. Our audience has loved your product. Who should consider this, and what can they expect when they take it?
Anyone over the age of 14 or 15, because I that's still considered adolescent, but our bodies are mostly developed by 14 or 15. But anyone from 14 until old age can take this product, because like I said, it's a multivitamin with amino acids and herbs designed to help you sleep at night. So it's an evening multivitamin that you take. And anyone who just doesn't feel like they're getting a good night's rest, or if you feel anxious or depressed during the day, maybe you think you're getting good rest, but you might not be. So if you feel like you're not getting good rest, or you feel anxious and depressed during the day, I would suggest taking this product, because the ingredients in it also can work to correct anxiety and depression. Primary wow. causes of anxiety and depression are low magnesium and serotonin. It's also for poor sleep. So if you are anxious or depressed and you take this product at night, not only are you going to sleep better, but the next day your anxiety and depression will also be reduced as well. So I would recommend it for anyone who's taking, if you're on a antidepressant like Prozac, if you take Zoloft, if you take Lexapro, this is a great product for you, because it'll make your antidepressant work better, and you're also going to sleep better, and you're going to feel better in the morning.
Well, there's the music. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. REM Sleep over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. This is a really rather inexpensive way to correct a major thing in your body, ladies and gentlemen. Matthew, God bless you, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Daniel. Bye-bye.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. support small businesses, and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-